Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, I don't know if Kevin even listens anymore, but hey, just in case. It is Weasel Wednesday. It's the 24th day of May, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. And this is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 65 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 70 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And got a little cool front coming in, which ain't hurting a thing. It's just, it's real pleasant weather. No complaints there. Let's see. We're going to jump into some articles, but before we do, we're going to do a little house cleaning, and we'll do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Change in my pocket, Gordon, jingle-lang-o-lang. Won't you call you on the telephone, baby? I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no huggy-muggies until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, as I said, we had a little couple of things to talk about here. This morning when I got up, I had a message on my answering machine from Misty, and she was talking about educating her daughter in the Bill of Rights. And, you know, she was suggesting that maybe we could do like a half hour on each article of the Bill of Rights, and that, you know, to put together just a basic that you could pass on to your children. Man, I'm so overtaxed, and I mean so busy, but when it comes to educating the children, which it has to be done, I'll tell you, this is what I'm going to do. next week and the week thereafter, each day, we're going to devote a half an hour, the first half hour. And we're going to talk about, I can't go and just write out script. I just do not have the time. But I will try to cover it like I was talking to a younger person, you know, somebody, I guess you, the theory is you're supposed to be able to read the newspaper by your time you're in the third grade, and I sure as hell could. But, you know, we're going to try to keep it, you know, like the fourth grade teacher I've talked to you guys about. I mean, that fella knew how to teach. He knew how to teach young people. But we'll try and discuss it and cover each article and how they coincide with one another over that 10-day period. And when we're all done, we'll cut those first half hours out because we'll start them and end them in the right way. And we'll put those, you know, just have that for a download that you guys can take and, you know, to teach your children. And that being said, we're going to jump into an article. Trump proposes slashing golf royalty payments to Texas and other states. How about some royalty payments to the goddamn people that own the resource? I mean, we have been so far removed from the... You're not even a stakeholder anymore. Like it doesn't belong to us. Well, if it doesn't belong to the Fed, well, it must belong to the state. How about it belongs to the goddamn people? Always has, always will, and you thieving bastards are going to give it back. This is from Fuel Fix. President Donald Trump wants the federal government to stop sharing oil and gas royalties from the Gulf of Mexico with Texas and other states along the Gulf Coast. And, you know, when you go into the, it's just like with the trees here where I live. You know, this was the largest stand of ponderosa pine in the Northwest. And they've come through here and they butchered it. You know, they stole it from the Indians and then we bought it from the Indians and then they stole it from us. It's just... The bottom line here is when I talk about the trees here, you know, the fellow over there with $1 billion in the bank that owns half of a valley, you know, out in the Oregon desert, you know, mountain. I mean, when you talk about the high desert out there, you're talking about stands of trees and everything, man, the private property for 50 miles. Okay. That person there, he pays 100% of his tree money into the government to fund the schools. And so do I with nothing. This is where the inequality really punches you right in the face. And this shit here with the, when they're talking about, you know, we've talked about the royalties for our oil. And, you know, oil is one of the few things we actually get anything for. We've talked about the precious minerals and the precious metals that they did. The Chinese come in here and take our goddamn gold without even a buyer or leave. No money for you. No, we're taking it. It's ours. Our good friend there in Washington said, come on in and take anything you want. And then we find out, you know, things like our the mining that's going on in this country, $257 permit for a year to take billions of dollars of our goddamn resources that belong to we the people. We're just flat ass being robbed. But I mean, this just exemplifies that when you do even talk about it, there. I mean, you are complete. It's like we don't exist. I'm telling you, all we exist is all they look at it as is an asset, their property. And this is why we got to wipe their goddamn asses. This is why they got to hang. This is why we got to spit in their face before we pull the trap to let them know, you son of a bitch, you do not stand above us.
Henry, Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you today?
I'm very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, I read that article this morning, and you know what? I didn't even know that even existed in Texas and Louisiana, that there was a royalty. I thought, well, heck, I've never seen anything. I mean, you know, then they say it's for, you know, they're going to, you know, reinvest it back into, you know, infrastructure and things like that. Yeah, right.
Well, no, what it comes down to, though, is, you know, it comes down to a 100% tax on people. I mean, you're not taxing a part of what belongs to you. You're taking every damn bit of it on the, you know, on this, you know, up in Alaska, they get annuity payments for their oil up in Alaska. Why don't the people in Texas? Why don't the people, I mean, why don't I get annuity payments for my trees? It's because it was never intended for them to take everything. They were supposed to operate on tariffs. That was the only money that was their power to tax was on tariffs. And here they've taken, I mean, you know, like I said, when they do mention you, it's like everything else. Those aren't stakeholders. You got goddamn people from China. You got people from India over. They're stakeholders. But you as an American national who owns the goddamn joint, who owns, resource they're after, you don't have no stake in it because, well, you're taxed 100% on your resource money and it's handed over to the state. And now there's going to be, you know, when you hear this, President Donald Trump wants the federal government to stop sharing oil and gas royalties. In his budget proposal for 2018, the White House proposes eliminating a decade-old program, and this is what they do. You have a sell of your resources, they ain't already got the money spent, they'll find a goddamn program. It's like you were talking the other day about, people funding these public schools. Taxing your property taxes are completely illegal. They never had no right to touch anything that belonged to an American national. The only taxing they were supposed to do was in the world of the government agents, taxing themselves and taxing imports and taxing exports if they're the right exports. But they never had any right to touch anything that belongs to we the people, and we were supposed to have, this goddamn country's supposed to be ours. But no, when we talk about this development in this country, well, this Chinaman's coming over here and he's going to develop. He's bringing $5 billion to develop. You get a work for him and it's a real good deal for you. Well, no, it by God ain't, because there's only so much resources on this goddamn planet. And they know it. And that's why they play these shell shit games with you. The funds are set aside under the, the budget proposal in 2018, the White House proposes eliminating a decade-old program that was set to deliver up to $275 million to Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi next year. And see what happens with this money as they set it up, because they're talking about the erosion and protecting wetlands, this whole scam, this contractor scam. It's like the simplest one to look at is the biggest one they always like to throw up in your face, and that is the welfare. But you got to realize, and go look it up if you think I'm bullshitting you. Go look it up. 95 cents of every dollar spent on welfare is spent in administering the programs. Now, that's under the guise that we're a nation of frickin' retards, or that we're a nation that needs somebody to be in custody of us, that we can't fill out a paper. If the, this communism shouldn't exist. But it's like when they first go to do something, it's so simple to do. And of course you can do it yourself. And then you got to have a bureaucrat to look at the paper that you filled out. They're the ones that always are getting caught committing fraud. But if you wanted to investigate fraud, if you wanted somebody just to do audits, that's one thing. But what they want is paper pushers, so that their cousins and their cousins' cousins. And then finally they take it over, these foreigners, these Mexicans. And pretty soon you got a population that has come in here in one generation. They're running the goddamn border patrol, they're running the welfare offices, they're running the DMVs, and it's foreigners, and you're paying them what are you really paying them for? If I'm applying for something, it used to be a condition, if before you could become a so-called citizen of these United States, you had to be able to fill out a paper in English, and you couldn't become a citizen. Or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Henry, I had to call. I'm sorry, to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I had to call Sears today. I was checking on something. Well, anyway, called their 1-888 number, and of course got a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, went round and round and round. I can barely understand her, and I'm sure she could barely understand me. And she's probably sitting over in India somewhere. I don't know. But anyway, finally I just said, you know what? I said, look, I'm tired of my country, America, outsourcing jobs. I said, look, bye bye. I'm finished. I just hung up on it. I'm so sick of having to talk to foreigners.
The bottom line is it belonged to all of us, Katie, and just a handful. It's just like the oil and all the other resources. A handful. Tell me how did a handful end up with the riches of this country if it belonged to all of us? My grandfather's 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 grandfather's, none of them sold it out to them. None of them got everything they got. They had to hack out and they had to work their asses off to have anything. So where did this enormous wealth, who was that magic aristocrat there? And it was the aristocrats, the Masonic dirty church aristocrats, who sat down and decided, I think that, you see, the thing is, if you go out to get land, let's just take a real simple example here. Now you want to get a piece of land. We're at the beginning of this country. You want to get a piece of land, you go and you have to buy it from somebody. Why is that? How did that somebody that you got to buy it from get it? From the beginning, I'll tell you how. It was handed out through the Masonic lodges and the dirty church. It was like, all right, we got a half a damn state of land here. We're going to hand that over to my cousin Bob here, because he's a deacon in the church and he's a 33rd degree Mason. And because he has to, it's just what I'm, the point is, it's just given to them. just given to them. Because somebody needs to administer this land and cut it up and sell it for the United States, for the rest of the people. So it's just given to him. And this is the way this whole thing works up to today. It was just given to him. He gets to cut it up into smaller parcels, but still huge parcels, nothing that any common man could think of owning. And then he goes into his church, into his lodge, and all these people here, they get it for 10% of what it's worth. And but we see this is how the system really works, the real system you've been living under for 240 years. And then they get to all these big tracts of land, and then they get to develop it. And when it finally gets down to you and me, we're paying full market price, just like we do for our gas and oil on the international market. We're paying full market price, and we're paying these son of a bitches who had no more right to that land than we did, or anything on it, or any of our resources. And now it has gotten... Go ahead, sorry.
Is there any planet on? Is there any country on this planet that is not run like that?
Nope.
That you can think of.
Well, it's the feudal system. I mean, this is how they did it in jolly old England in Europe. You know, it's just a bunch of charlatans got together, and they started them a church, and they said, "Well, God gave me this whole goddamn hunk of land. He didn't say nothing about you other people, but I'll sell you some." And people fall for this shit. Is what gets me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I'm missing something, I'd like to know what it is. I mean, I can trace my lineage in this country back to the foundings of this goddamn country and beyond with my Indian blood. So how is it when we get down to this point in the ballgame, my family's never had no big fortunes handed to them like the goddamn Rockefellers and the Carnegies and all the rest of these bastards in this country that just had it? Well, the railroads, these were foreign barons that came in here. And it's just what they're doing right now, what they're going to do with our infrastructure, which is already built with our tax dollar. They're going to hand it over to these. It's no different than somebody coming over here to England back in the day when they were building the transcontinental railroads. And we're just going to give you a huge bunch of land. By the time it's all over, we're going to. What if it just been an American national? Just give it to me, because the money that they're claiming they're going to invest, you're giving them that plus back. How is that working? What the hell does that have to do with them getting a hold of all the goddamn land and me getting what the little boy shot at? And the thing is, they just didn't give them the right-of-ways to run the railroads, just like they're not just going to give them the right-of-ways and the goddamn roads we've already built here when they handed over the Chinese. They're going to give them wealth and resources in our country that is going to be more in pay for the building of the roads that they're going to own, and we're not. It has always just been a scam to put it back in the hands of the international elite, and that's all there is to it, people.
Yeah, they're all devils in there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they are. I think about what the devil offered Jesus Christ. He said he would give him all the kingdoms of the world if he would worship him. And you think about that. I mean, money, the banking system. I mean, everything. I mean, but there's no reason why we can't take that back.
Exactly. What is coming down here, we talk about the mountains of wealth that they pile up, that next piece of gold that they got to take a helicopter up and wear oxygen to get to the top. And it's not even about accumulating the wealth anymore. They have it. The thing is to get everything, and then you are a slave to them. If you want something to eat, you have to go get it from them, just like we're talking about here with the land. If they have everything and you have nothing, if you want anything they got, you're at their leave. You're subjugated by them. And that's really what it's all about. I mean, the wealth, the shit, they have enough money to buy their own countries. And it seems like it ain't enough, because it ain't enough. What they have to do, it's just like the lie of freedom and liberty that sent our people across this continent to bring the resources to bear. Once the resources were captured and they had control of them, then they didn't need us anymore, and we're not stakeholders anymore. You people are actually in the way. We need to get rid of your asses. We're buying some 40 caliber hollow points for just that task. That is what's going on.
They need blood. They want blood.
Well, what they want is they want it all. They have to have control. That's what we talk about, the 75%. The things they don't control. What they're doing right now, they have wealth. There's no material desire that they cannot fulfill with what they have. What they want now is control, so that they can make, because sooner or later they're going to start, because they're not going to stop. They are going to starve the people down to even the dumbest of the dumb are going to look around and go, "God, my belly hurts. I'm hungry. I'm looking at my kid here with flies on their eyes and their bellies all swolled up. And I'm looking over there. God damn, that person, how is that person has that mountain of wealth, and this country belonged to all of us, but he's got that, and my kid's starving. I think I'm going to go over there and kill that son of a bitch. That's where it's headed.
Yep.
Oh, it's infuriating. And, you know, just like that we were talking at the beginning of the program, teaching the children the Bill of Rights, part of that is understanding who you are and what belongs to you and what your authority is. This is bullshit. If you don't know this is bullshit, you don't even understand what planet you're on. They don't own it all. They never have owned it all. What they have, they've stolen from you. And because it's been generational stealing, and because of the way they did it, they should be completely dispossessed. They should have nothing. And then they should serve some time busting rocks in prison on a chain gang. If you let them live, if it's been bad enough, you put that rope around their neck, because that's all they have coming. And you know, that's another thing that burns me about some people out in the Patriot community. I'm not jealous of anything anybody has. I don't care about what other people have. But what, my stolen country? Yeah, I do care about that. You don't get you went along with this shit. You either had a buddy in the lodge or a buddy that was a deacon in the church, so you ended up with some because you went along with goddamn flat-ass treason so that you could have more. You stuck the knife in my back, you treasonous bastard, so that you could have a little more because you weren't man enough to stand there, to stand your own ground, take it and make it what belongs to you. You would settle for being at somebody's leave for a kissing. I mean, maybe you let that mason or that deacon screw your wife so that you can get a big chunk of land, a bigger chunk of land than the guy next to you. That is how this has gone on in this country since its inception. People don't think it ain't. Just like the feudal lords. Go ahead, sorry.
That's what gets me is the people that are actually complicit in it. You know what I mean? The ones that will just sell out. It's like, God.
They're weak. You know, when we talk about the founding of this country, they talk about 3% that went out and actually did the fighting. And between the ones that are left, I mean, half of them, or over half of them, were actually Tories. They wanted a king. They wanted to be subjugated. They liked somebody telling them when to get up, when to get down, when to sit down, and when to shit. And then a lot of the people, they supported the people in the field that were fighting, and they deserved to be here. But when it was all over, the people who just set it out, I mean, there were people who made a lot of money on that war and I ain't going to take a side in this, you see. Because I'm a merchant, and these are the people that came out of it the best. The fellow who actually went out there with the rags wrapped around his bloody feet and killed the German with the pike. He came out of it with the least. And that's the way it's always been. And no matter, you know, the Bill of Rights, I mean, the fact that you had a group of people together that said, God damn it, we're not going to just walk right into subjugation out of this. We just fought this war. We can kill you. We just killed all the kingsmen. How about we come kill you? And so they gave us the Bill of Rights. And for the longest time, but they stayed back. But not that they weren't conspiring from day one to try to whittle it away right up to the so-called Civil War. The War of Conquest of the Bill of Rights is what that should be called, because that's what the war was for. That's what the war accomplished. It accomplished in a fraud and a lie that cannot be maintained if it's brought out into the light, because it could have never been. Because the 14th Amendment that took our goddamn sovereignty away from us as individuals could not exist. It could not be written. Because the authority presumed to accomplish that document would have been in violation of the 9th Article. No such authority could have existed for its writing or for its implementation. Not even to consider it. To talk about it would have been treason. Just like we're talking today about talking about our guns. That's treason. You talk about removing the people's Bill of Rights, the people's authority, that's treason. But, I mean, these articles we come up here and read every day, we see it right in our face. Oh, yeah, treason. We're committing treason, treason, treason. But I guess it's not going to count, people. I mean, you might as well get it through your head. This shit ain't just going to go away. It's going to continue to get worse. And you might think that, you know, you even got the next generation covered, but they're not going to stop until they have it all. They are not going to stop until you have to beg them and to let you do something for them so you can eat. That's the ultimate. That's what they want. And then just like the cattle, they consider you, they can cull their herds. Because it's really, you know, it's getting a lot of our research. You know, the North Pasture over there, 200 miles across my 1,000 miles of land, the North Pasture over there, it's getting eaten down quite a bit. Let's go slaughter those cattle over there. I mean, I got to keep my stuff balanced here because it all belongs to me, don't you know? And boy, you think that they think any more of you than a goddamn cow, you're out of your mind. I mean, just as when we're talking, well, let's read a little more of this here. Elected officials along the Gulf Coast, the funds are set aside under the law to protect the Gulf coastline with money directed to maintaining levees and other infrastructure, hurricane relief, and preventing further erosion of wetlands that are fast disappearing along the Gulf Coast. And see, that's the discussion they want you to have. He said, instead of, hey, man, how did my goddamn money, how are they taking my oil money, 100% tax on my goddamn annuities? That's what this is. 100. Will you show me in the Constitution where they were going to take control of all the resources and charge you? That's what they're doing. Take charge of them, and they are your resources. But anything that comes off them's coming to us because it's going. Isn't that 100% tax, or am I missing something here? If it belonged to me, and you're taking 100% of it, how can you know? If you don't make, so if you're living in poverty in this country, you cannot be taxed under the federal tax or the, I mean, it's all a lie. God, it's so hard to discuss. But I mean, the theory being that you don't even have enough to pay taxes. So how can they take 100% of my oil money? How can they take 100% of my tree money? Oh, because we think it's a real good idea and because we sign papers. Really? I got a goddamn gun. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in, about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Take this badge from me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. They call the cloud is coming around, and I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feels like I.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches from the on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1230. 7 Pacific time, and that was, I think that was rain, or, yeah, it was rain, but Knocking on Heaven's Door was How We Philip come about Wednesday here. And there's a, this article we were looking at, Trump proposes slashing golf royalty payments, and it's along with this, you know, it's getting all the money, because these rich, filthy rich son of a bitches, like I said, they want to get it all. So then you're enslaved to them. If you want anything, it's theirs. You have to do something for them to get it. Not that it belongs to you and they ever had to give you anything for it. It's stolen property. And it goes on to talk about the budget director Mick Mulvaney described Monday as a taxpayer first budget. Bullshit. If you're a billionaire taxpayer, you're not going to pay nothing. And the ones are going to, because that's the way it's always been in fiefdoms. You know, the goddamn peasants, they bring in their rabbits, they bring, the little dirty kids bring in the rabbits they collected in a day and pay their taxes over to the rich. Rich don't pay taxes. And that's what they want here. They want a monarchical system with them at the top and you at the very, very bottom. And there is nothing but the top and the bottom. And this middle class lie that they've been feeding us for a couple of hundred years just ain't going to wash anymore. Within the administration, increasing federal oil and gas royalties is viewed as a necessary tool towards creating a balanced budget over the next decade. How did that, you know, what's going on here, people? All of this shit belongs to us. It's our wealth. And they've sat there, we're going to help you. We're going to create, we're going to take your money and we're going to do this for you. And then once they start getting it, like I said, they're stealing 95 cents. On the contracts, they're stealing 95 cents of every dollar in administrating your money, supposedly to do something to you for socialism that was never supposed to exist in this country, that cannot exist unless you've been usurped. By opening up oil and gas drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in northeastern Alaska, the administration hopes to generate $1.8 billion over the next decade. We want to generate some more revenue for us. See, like I said, the idea here was that look at it like this, like a trust. Okay, now your great uncle, he left you a bunch to his great grandchildren. He left some trust, $1 billion trust. For all of his siblings that would be there in two generations. And he left it in a trust with a trustee. And that's the way they've twisted this around. It wasn't a contract for them to work for. Under the common law, with us holding the power, you see, they could have never done this to us. But when they started this nanny state, where we're taking care of your resources and we're taking care of your wealth for you. We're going to do what's best for you. What we decide is best for you. And what's best for you is us contracting out your money for services for you that you don't goddamn need. You know, you see these things where you have a government program that nobody uses, but you'll find four or five redundant programs. This is how they've managed to scoop up the wealth of our nation that belongs to us as individuals. Now, had the trust been handled right, it's not a trust, but had the land and the resources gone to the people like it was supposed to, if all of this money being created, let's just call it money because we have to say something here. If all of this money being created stop everything today, get rid of every socialist program, get right back down to the raw bones, government handling, you know, overseas issues and running on tariffs, handling overseas issues and, minting our money for us to use interest free. Okay? Now let's get to that point. Now we have our resources. Now you think the money that would be coming to each and every one of us. I'm telling you people, as much as a Saudi prince, every goddamn one of us would have. Now, if we decided we wanted some kind of service, it would be a direct purchase from us. No middleman, no Jew middleman. Shit, there's 50 middlemen, 50 contractors, 50 subcontractors between here and Tel Aviv. Taking 95 cents of every dollar. So every time that one of our dollars is spent on us, we actually only get a nickel. And they're taking 90 cents of it, people. 95 cents of it, people. That is what is going on here. And this is what they want to up the ante. They want, like I said, the end goal here is for the international elite to own everything. And it just somehow they ended up owning the whole earth. And everybody else, well, we're just here, and none of it ever belonged to us. So if we want anything, we got to go. What do I got to do for you to have a bowl of beans? That's where it's headed. And the bottom line is, it's all fraud. It's all absolutely that's why the Bill of Rights has to be eliminated. The guns have to be removed because it's all fraud, and we have the mechanism in our hands to correct it, and we could do it easy. I mean, if everybody could just come to an understanding, and if there wasn't so many goddamn people who would rather suck ass than stand up like a human being, it would be simple. All you'd have to do is say no. No, it belongs to us. You know what? You've got about 5 minutes to get out of there. We're coming with the ropes. And we're going to hang your asses. And we want, by the way, everything that's been stolen, you're bringing it back. It was taken. It was ill-begotten gains. And for the theft, we're taking everything else you have. How rich are we, people? All we got to do is take it back.
And Henry, yeah. Doesn't this go back to the Constitution says, you know, that they're to coin and, mint and regulate the value thereof? I mean, we shouldn't even be having paper for, you know, quote unquote, money.
If it was set on a gold standard, think about it like this. Let's put it like it's supposed to be. Now, if we were operating on the gold standard, that's gold, silver, and coppers, you know, that would be your medium of exchange. There wouldn't be no bank in England saying your money's worth this today and that tomorrow. It would be worth what the goddamn, that raw resource or that natural resource, the gold and the silver, is worth. So then you have that, and then you have the wealth of this nation, which is being stolen from us wholesale. I mean, you talk about the minerals and the goddamn, the precious metals and the you know, iron, coal, everything that is being taken from us by these, by a handful of internationalists. They're just taking it from us. And the, and what they do is, you know, like some son of a bitch over in India wants a hunk, or in China wants a hunk of resource here. Well, these so-called people who are running our trust, you know, the trustee of our trust, well, that if you caught them doing this in a trust situation, like where, like I said, your great uncle left you this resource, you know, left you this, this estate, and you caught them doing what we're looking at right here in this article, and you saw them doing this, see, if the common law was in place, and you would take that person and you would go, and that trustee would be, he would have to hand over everything he's stolen. He'd have to do the rest of his days in jail for what they're doing right here. But it wasn't even a trust. It wasn't set up as a trust. They never, we never said, you get all the land, yours, you tell us what to do. We never did do that. That's why so much of the land was public lands, and that's why they made it sound like this is your lands. That's why they had to have things like the Forest Service and the BLM and the EPA. We're going to manage it for you. And we're just going to manage it for it, because that's where we're going to take a big chunk of your money, because somebody's got to take care of this for you. It's just too big. It's too complicated for you simple-minded peons out there, when we're supposed to be on a par with the crown heads of Europe. You go tell a king that you're going to manage his estate for him, and then tell, kick his ass off it and see what happens to you. It would be ludicrous to even think about doing it. But because we were a population of people, and goddamn, do you don't think they despised us after that? After what the so-called, even the way it came out with the dirty, backhanded way they did it, and the robbery of our resources from this date, do you don't think they despised us? That's thinking that we don't have to avert our eyes when we walk up to one of them. We don't have to step off the sidewalk and walk around them when they're coming down with their nose up in the goddamn air. Everybody was on equal. I'll walk up and bust your goddamn nose, you arrogant son of a bitch. How about that? You see, that's how it was. And they've hated it. That's why when the Bill of Rights, they had no choice. The people were well armed, and they had just fought the baddest army on planet Earth. And they were getting, I mean, we'll come to Philadelphia and we'll finish. And they should have. They should have went to Philadelphia and finished the job, man. That was the big mistake, but they didn't. And so they had to give this illusion, well, yeah, we're falling by that. And yeah, it's all ours, except that we're running it through the dirty church and the Masonic cabal, because we have control through banking. It might belong to you. It's like having, you know, 100 acres of tall, old growth timber. If you can't get the resource to buy a saw, which is what about coining the money was all about, so that we could borrow our own money from each other, it should be no interest. If the government's creating it from our wealth, there should just be a bank that we could go to so we could operate. And that's really what coining the money was all about, so we'd have a means of exchange so that we could engage in free enterprise and make ourselves rich off of our land, not some goddamn Chinaman rich off our land. And now, see, that's what they're doing. When the Chinaman comes in, they're going to give him these vast stretches of highways. That's going to be yours. And then the money, you know, just like if it was running like it's supposed to, we'd say, well, Henry's going to take this stretch of road right here. He's an American national, and he's going to do it. And we're going to go over here to our common source of income, our common source of money, to use to do something, and it's going to be handed to him. He's going to get subcontract out to these other people, these other American nationals. We're going to put the roads together. You see, but it's going to be this goddamn Chinaman come in who has no goddamn right here, who has no right to this land or its riches. And then they're going to take from our wealth, probably from this goddamn Arctic National Refuge in northeastern Alaska. They'll take the proceeds that they steal from us with that, give it to that Chinaman. He will then hire other Chinamen, and the goddamn road will be a Chinese goddamn road under Chinese admiralty law. Ripped off, people. That's what it is. We're ripped off. Administration hopes to generate $1.8 billion over the next decade. Over the same period, any hope to add... period, they hope to add another $16.6 billion in revenue by selling off oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. Now, that was bought with your tax money. Are they going to give that? No, you got to service that debt that we owe you. I mean, this is the whole bizarreness of it. The debt is owed to us. They borrowed it from us. I mean, this you talk about a three-card Monte scam. They walk in with nothing. Nothing. And then they just write it down on a piece of paper. I have this much wealth, and that it's with this piece of paper with nothing to back it. I'm taking this chunk of this, and now I have this, and I'm taking that chunk of that. That's how they took your goddamn country. That's how they've taken it. Also included were steep cuts at the Department of Energy's Research Division, including work in developing new technologies in the fields of fossil and nuclear energies, as well as for the power grid. Now, you consider this, people, as an American, what do you get out of this goddamn country that belongs to you, the richest country on planet Earth? You get to pay for electricity. Anything that comes from this country, it's just like, I brought it down to the simplest example. I go up in the woods, I want to pick a goddamn morel mushroom and eat. I got to pay somebody for that? How can I say that this country belongs to me? I have to buy it. I have to buy that mushroom from Mr. Fed, who seems to think that he owns my goddamn country. It started out, well, we're going to manage this for you, for your benefit. It's for your benefit we're going to manage it. We're setting up these, of course, with no authority, because none was granted in the Constitution for them to manage anything for us, other than the goddamn international affairs and the goddamn international, the coining of money, and the values across the state lines. That's it! But now I want a mushroom. I got to pay you. Where in the hell did that come from? Tell you where it come from. It come from goddamn swindle and fraud. It's all illegal. And I mean, we don't have to go into why it's illegal. I mean, you're operating under war power since 1913. Martial law. Removal of the people's common law, the people's common law courts, the people's self-governance over their properties. And now it's come down to the point, to emphasize it, that, like you were talking about, Katie was the other day, about property taxes. You don't own no goddamn property you got to pay. You're paying them an annuity every year to be able to live. You're paying them rent. Because they hold the patent. I mean, they have these pettifogging mobo concepti attorneys, these twisters of words. They wrote all of these illegal documents, and the stopper was always the ninth article. But I mean, they made life easy for people after World War II, right up into the 70s. It was just so easy. I mean, then the plastic money, man, anything you wanted, you could go get it on credit. Just as long as you showed up at work every day, you could have about anything you wanted. But the bottom line, it was already yours and so much more. You didn't realize what you were just handing over to these son of a bitches. Again, if we had the just what they're taking in. See, that's what you got to understand is that national debt is owed to you. This is what they've taken from us. They went bankrupt. They're a separate corporation. It'd be like Walmart going bankrupt and coming to you and me and saying, we need a couple hundred million dollars. Where are we going to get $100 million to give you, Walmart? Well, we'll lend it to you. We got a couple hundred million, but you're going to have to pay it back to us at interest. Now, why in the fuck would you do that? But that's exactly what our representatives have done for us. These charlatans, these con men, these goddamn criminals, that's just what they've done. So one of them goes over and says, well, we're borrowing $100 million from Walmart. Thank you, Walmart. Here's $100 million. Here, Walmart, here's the $100 million, and we owe you that $100 million that we just borrowed from you and gave to you with interest. This is what's going on. It's that blatant and that simple. And now what about the $100 million you owe me? Well, you owe me $100 million plus interest, so you just keep paying on that interest, and we'll talk to you later. You have no stake in this. Get out of the way. Disgusting. Mexican national allegedly tried to lure young girls into prostitution, and this is when people start figuring everything out, you better bring a flood of stupidity into your country. And you could bring them right in and tell them, well, this is your population now. I mean, you had a pretty intelligent population in this country, and it was coming to the point where people were going to start going, how in the hell is it that this Fed guy owns everything? And that there's a handful here. I mean, the Chinamen are coming in here, and they own things, and they're telling me I have to bow to them and shit. What the hell is going on? And then, that's when you flood the country. That's when you open up the borders, and that's part of this New World Order agenda. You bring in people from all over the world that don't have a fuck. The bad enough, the people, American nationals who don't understand what's going on. Let's bring in another second population to match it of third worlders who will grovel and, I mean, criminals, blatant, I mean, nasty criminals. I mean, just to bring on the average, if you had an intelligence of 50, let's bring it down to 10. Let's bring these retards, these goddamn third worlders, and you're not getting, this is why you're not, you know, they, 1968, they got rid of the qualifications to you. You actually had to have an education. You had something to have something to offer this country. You had to denounce your former citizenship. You had to learn the language. You had to learn the history. Because, I mean, you had to be an asset to this country if you wanted to come here. Because what you're coming into here is the richest country on planet Earth, and you're going to get a stake in it. So you better have something to offer. No, that wouldn't have done. Not for the plan they had. They had to pump the third world in here. Slaves, peasants, peons, coolies. And then make that the standard. If your standard was, you know, at 5 feet, it just dropped down to 2 feet. Because that son of a bitch there, he'll grovel and he'll crawl, he'll steal, he'll kill. That's exactly, am I missing something here? They have, and then drag the stupidity with it and try to tell you that son of a bitch that just came across the border, well, he's got more rights here than you do. More rights to the property here than you do. So I must be lower than a goddamn Mexican in my country. None of it must belong to me because look at them, how they grovel. I must have to grovel too. See, they were made slaves in their country. That's why they want them here. That's why, you know, I talk about them wanting to turn the national lands over here back over to the Indians. Because they were easy to take it away from. They would stab each other in the back. That's what happened as they were coming across this country. One tribe, one chief stabbing another in the back, and the people just getting the blunt of it, just getting shit on all the way across. Everything taken from them. The chief had no, what, same diff. You know, you go back to the, East Coast. And when all the shit first started going down, and then you would have, like a chief, in their societies, in the native people's societies, nobody owned the land. Everybody owned it, but it was everybody's. It was how you subsisted. And everybody understood that. It belongs to all of us. The resource, man, I want to fish out of the stream. I want to take a fish. I'm hungry. But then they do the same scam here. Well, we want to talk to your chief, your leader. Well, nobody's really chief. There's a couple of people that, you know, we respect in the higher orders. Well, we want to talk to, we want to bribe them. I mean, we want to talk to them. We want to talk to these people that, well, they have no authority over the rest of us, and they sure as hell have no authority over this land that belongs to all of us, but okay. And then to get him in the back room and, chiefy boy, man, you get to live good. You and yours get to live real good. Just sign these papers like you have the authority to, which they did not have the authority to sign those treaties and sign the rest of the people's land over. So when they signed these goddamn treaties and saying, well, and then the guy goes out to get him a fish. You can't take a fish out of there. That's my private property, sir. You'll have to move on. No, this is my land. No, your chief sold it. My chief can't sell it. Just like what we're talking about here. They can't sell it, but they're doing the same goddamn thing to us. And then, of course, you go, well, I'll get a goddamn gun and shoot you. Well, we have an honest contract here with your chief. No, the chief never had the authority. And that was never reckoned out. It's just, well, we'll just go on. Put that behind you. Sweep it under the rug. But the same scam, the same ripoff is being used on us right now. Like these son of a bitches in Washington, like they're the chiefs that can sign over our private properties. Our property that belongs to us. Not only our national properties that belongs to each and every one of us as a national, but our goddamn private properties. Somebody in Canada wants to come across your private property. Well, just get a chief in Washington to sign a piece of paper and call it eminent domain under that fraud. And well, yeah, I guess it wasn't your land ever. It never had been, huh? You never even had a stake in it, did you? Until we wipe these son of a bitches out, we're not going to go nowhere but down. I can promise you that. Till we stand up to them and say, you son of, and see, that's what they're great. That's why they keep the confusion. That's why you're seeing all this wild shit in Europe right now. Because you got, when you see things like this shit, you know, with the bombing over there at this goddamn teeny bop or whatever in the hell it was supposed to be and all this stuff, you see this dominate the news. Go look for shit like what we just read in that last article, where they're getting ready to steal trillions in resources from you, because that's what it's covering. And they'll act like, well, no, it's that Trump, and they'll throw that second fog of bullshit in there. It's because of the Russia thing, you know, they're kind of keep your eyes off the Russia thing with this. No, the Russia thing and that are to keep your eyes off the theft. If that's what it really comes down to, people, none of them are going to go to jail. They've proved that to you. So what the hell are they covering up here? What might you notice that might make you pick up a gun or a rope and come after them? Well, the theft. The theft. And it goes on every day, and it's been going on for about 110 years now. Wide open, as fast as they can steal. Well, it's been going on since the aristocrats went out and made their constitution. They started stealing that day. And they've been but the thing is, the acceleration of the theft and the fact that people are getting, in this country of a plenty, the people who own it are getting put so far down that your stomachs are starting to growl, and people are looking around for shit like, what do you mean you're selling all these tons of oil and you're giving all this oil away and shit and I have nothing? What are you talking about there, Trumpy? You thieving son of a bitch. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, when they throw up that left hand, you look right. And that is The Word from the Trenches.